who died from tobacco-related illnesses and diseases than died from COVID. And, you know, we shut the world down in 2020 because of COVID. We don't shut the world down because of, you know, people dying from tobacco-related diseases and illnesses, including cancer. We don't shut it down because of alcohol-related deaths and illnesses and accidents that come close to COVID in 2020 in terms of just the number of Americans who died. So we have to get back to understanding that Americans accept risks every day. Let Americans make decisions about risk, what risks they want to accept. If you don't want to accept those risks, don't accept them. Stay in your house, mask up, you know, lock down. But let the rest of us make decisions as adults and decisions for our children based on the level of risk we're willing to accept. We do that every single day in this country.
Mark, it's always good to visit with you. Thank you so much, my friend. Your insight is always appreciated. You have yourself a great work week, and we'll talk with you again soon.
Kevin, great to be with you. Thanks so much.
There you go. Mark Hutchison, founding partner, Hutchison and Steffen Law Firm, the former Nevada lieutenant governor, and a good guy to boot. And he's a guy that made the decision not to run for governor. We've got 8 people right now, all males, who are running for governor, and no females. By the way, does anybody find that weird that in a day and age when women are running for office all over the place, that we can't find one woman to run for governor? Maybe eventually we will. But I was looking at the numbers last week. I think it must have been Tuesday or Wednesday that it finally hit me. We don't have any women at all. And I found that a little odd. Anyway, stay with us. Lots more to do. Coming up, Victor Jakes talking about mandates and all kinds of stuff. And by the way, we also talked about the infrastructure bill, both of them. Yeah, so there's a lot on the line. We'll be talking about it coming up in our next segment. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic. It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, coming up on 5:30, and what can you say? It is definitely rush hour right now, just about everywhere on area freeways. We see some slow flows. You are bumper-to-bumper there on the 15 southbound at Charleston, northbound 15 at Tropicana. You're averaging about 35 miles per hour through there. There's a crash consuming the right lane. That's northbound Eastern Avenue at the 215 interchange there in Henderson. Heavy volumes, 215 westbound at St. Rose, 215 west at Gillespie. And do anticipate major delays. U.S. 95 southbound at Southern Rancho, 515 eastbound at Main Street, and 515 westbound at Eastern.
Crow Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauley. Monday Night Football tonight, the Raiders put their 3-0 record on the line. They're in L.A. for a matchup against the Chargers. Las Vegas Aces basketball on the brink of elimination. They lose to the Phoenix Mercury 87-60 yesterday. They are now down 2-1 in that best-of-five series. Liz Cambage had 13 points to lead the way in what was a tough offensive night for the club. Game 4 is coming up on Wednesday in Phoenix. The Vegas Golden Knights, they play their next preseason game tomorrow when they will play against the Colorado Avalanche. Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauley, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
O'Reilly Auto Parts specializes in keeping your car on the road. Not sure how much life is left in your battery? Our professional parts people will test it for free. If it does need to be replaced, we'll help you find just the right one to fit your car. Our Superstart batteries are built to handle even the toughest conditions. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like the world is throwing everything it has at you, and to succeed, you need someone to guide you through. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the tech advice to help you navigate whatever challenges you're up against and get you safely to where you want to be.
Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL and do more with modern devices and Windows 10 Pro.
Federal judges have a lot of power, sometimes too much. A few years ago, a liberal California judge ruled that Las Vegas police could no longer use the ICE database to investigate offenders they had detained, making it nearly impossible to get criminal records for dangerous predators so they could be deported. But one tough Nevada sheriff got it done anyway. Sheriff Joe Lombardo created his own team to investigate dangerous criminals and hand them over to ICE to be deported. There was no sanctuary city in Nevada on his watch. Lombardo led when others might have given up. He's a no-nonsense conservative who's been tested under fire more than once. Joe Lombardo is a leader in a race full of followers and indecisive politicians. Sheriff Joe Lombardo, Republican for governor. Paid for and authorized by Better Nevada PAC.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. And again, they're going to kick off Monday Night Football at 5:55. Roger Goodell is there in L.A., and nothing will happen until he says it's going to happen. So it might be 5:55. It might be even later. But they apparently have problems, power problems in the building, and that's part of what's holding everything up. I had a chance earlier to visit with Victor Jakes. Now, for those of you that don't know, every Monday afternoon at 3, we get a chance to visit with Victor Jakes. I know a lot of you aren't available at 3 o'clock, but I want you to have his insights. In particular, Clark County has the levels have fallen to the moderate level. And that means we're not out of the woods, so to speak. But it's interesting. I asked him if the positivity rate being down, does that mean that we can lose the mask mandate anytime soon?
Well, it is good news, and I think it's it shows. I think really a lot of the weather impact of COVID-19. You know, we had a hot summer, drove everyone indoors, drove the case numbers up, and now the weather's cooling off. People are outside more. And the mandate is not just about the transmission rate, it's about the number of infections per 100,000. And that's 50 per, 100,000, if I'm remembering correctly. And that's a pretty low number. Last week we were, at 148 per 100,000. So we'll have to see if that can come down and stay down. But obviously the transmission, the positivity rate falling is great news.
And tell me, who's going to make that decision? Is it going to be Governor Sisolak? Is it going to be Marilyn Kirkpatrick? Is it going to be the Southern Health District Commission? Who's going to make that call?
Well, I wish we had local control, but we sure don't. Basically, the program that Sisolak has put in place says that if we are in the, if we're out of the high transmission criteria for 2 weeks, then the mask mandate goes away. So he's retained all for himself, and that's the criteria he's put in place.
Do you see that happening anytime soon? Is that when you say 2 weeks? Does that mean that within 2 weeks we could be out of the mask mandate?
Well, if the numbers for 100,000 are low enough, it could be. It has to be 2 weeks in a row. We'll have to see how those numbers look and if they stay down. But that's what he said. If we're low for 2 weeks, then he's going to drop. That's the standard for every county. So if the numbers drop, then the mask mandate goes away. But it has to be for 2 weeks before the mandate drops.
We had hundreds of people marching in the streets down on the Strip last night at the Aria against the mask and the vaccine mandate. Are people getting fed up? Do you get a sense in the people that you talk to and in the media that you see? Do you get a sense that maybe folks have had it up to here and they're, you know, the old, I'm mad as hell, I'm not going to take it anymore? Is that what we're hearing?
You know, I think there's just a real interesting dichotomy where the people who are
Whoops. Victor Jakes, are you there? We will try and get Victor Jakes on in just a minute. We have lost our line to Victor Jakes. Tell you what, let's take our break early, if that's okay, Jim. We're gonna take our break early, and then we'll get back to.
He's there.
Oh, he is there. Well, then why am I not hearing him? Let's
I'm
try.
Sorry.
Oh, there you go. There you go. What did you do? Did you mute yourself?
I don't know. Something happened, so I'm sorry. You know, I feel like my dad with the VCR technology sometimes.
I understand completely. No, but go ahead. Pick up where you left off.
I think the dichotomy is that the people who are, you know, worried are, you know, fully vaccinated, and fully vaccinated for several months and are still worried. And then the people who, you know, have been, you know, saying, oh, I'm not so sure about the vaccine, they haven't been worried for, you know, I'd say probably almost a year. And so I think the question is, when does that dichotomy, you know, end? When do the people who are vaccinated go, wow, I have this miracle vaccine, and, you know, I don't really have to worry about this more than I worry about the seasonal flu. And so, you know, to me, that's the disconnect, is that the people who are, you know, fully vaccinated are acting like, you know, they have no protection, and the people who aren't vaccinated, well, they haven't been worried about it for a long time. So we'll see how that ever shakes out.
I was at a Walgreens earlier this morning, and I was that close. I was that close from getting the booster. They're giving away the booster, and I came that close to saying, okay, I'll take it. Jab me. Give me the reason why the booster is so important.
Well, what they're saying is basically the immunity wanes after 6 or 7 months, and I think what they're, you know, discovering, and I think this is a little bit of all of a work in progress, is that because the two initial doses were so close together, it kind of acted as like a double primer, and then the durable immunity came with the third dose, and I think you know, in Britain they spaced them out a little more. I think it was something like 8 weeks instead of 3 weeks between the shots. And I think the results have been a little, you know, the more sustained there. So anyway, that's why they're saying the booster is important. But again, I mean, it's degrees, right? I mean, you're talking about going from, you know, incredible miracle to, you know, major miracle. You know, it's not like the you know, the vaccinated are just without any protection. It's just it's a boost of protection, and I think it might, you know, hold the immunity for longer.
Again, Victor Jakes joining us, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and your latest column, which I thought was really interesting, only because I have friends in the real estate business. The title of your column is Takeaways from a Hot Housing Market. You know, every time the market gets hot, I always worry about a housing bubble in 2008, and I remember back to that, and I'm going, wait a minute, are we just setting ourselves up for the fall? Is that what's happening now?
You know, I sort of think so. And the thing is, you never know when it's going to happen, right? I thought 3 years ago, wow, everything's really, you know, overpriced, and then COVID prices kept going up. So, you know, you never know. But, I mean, the thing that is concerning is the interest rates are so low, that they're basically artificially lowering payments, and so people are able to pay more for houses, which is I think contributing to the prices going up so much. And so as soon as the Federal Reserve starts raising interest rates a little bit, I think that's going to be your first, you know, kind of break where it's like, oh, I can't afford, you know, a $350,000 house anymore, when, you know, my budget was only $300,000 and I could make $350,000 work because of the lower rate. So I do think there's going to be a bit of a come down. I think what was happening in 2007 was so unique because there was just so much housing going on. I think we have quite the same, you know, level of supply coming online, and you do have more people with remote work wanting to move here. So I certainly hope we don't see a bubble, but, you know, I certainly feel for anyone who's trying to buy a house in this market. I think there's, you know, I think it's important that, you know, you can have a decent starter house for $200,000. That's still a lot of money. And, you know, you think a house is now going for $350,000. I think that's just pricing a lot of people out.
Do you think that we will, because I see over here on the southwest side of town, tons of new building going up. And I'm like, wait a minute, those homes are going to be on the market in a span of 8 weeks, 10 weeks by the time they get the houses done. Are we going to end up with a glut, possibly, as a result of this new building that's going on?
You know, it's always possible. I mean, the problem is you know, you don't have a glut until you have a glut. I mean, and right now you've got not enough housing, and so there's certainly the need for more housing. I think the question is really, you know, what's happening with the employment market? You know, are there enough jobs? And, you know, the big takeaway from 07, 08 was, you know, you had construction workers building houses for other construction workers, and it just wasn't going to work out. I think, you know, we don't have quite the same dependency on construction work right now, which I think is a benefit. You know, the high unemployment rate here, though, I think we've got the highest state rate in the nation, and it's even higher here in Clark County. That does concern me. I mean, that does make me think, man, I mean, are we just kind of cresting right at the top of the wave? But, you know, if you could time the market, you'd be rich, and I can't time the market.
Well, that's Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Coming up in just a couple minutes, a doctor who is also a member of the U.S. Senate, and he was on with Neil Cavuto over the weekend with some fascinating comments about the infrastructure bill, a bill that he considers to be essentially dead. And you know what? Bill Cassidy, the senator from Louisiana, may be right on that. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
There's a reason certified pre-owned Land Rovers enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Land Rovers. With 100,000 mile and up to 7 years coverage, certified pre-owned Land Rovers still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on your next adventure. Come find your certified pre-owned vehicle today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas at our new location, 6425 Roy Horn Way, on the south side of the 215, just west of Jones.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Listen to AM 670 Sports Flash daily from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. Get local and national sports updates from your favorite teams on AM 670, powered by Pro Insurance Solutions.
Meals from those years are hard to forget. It was all white bread and whole milk, hamburger casseroles and quiche Lorraines, all with a side of cigarettes. We ate salads as desserts. We knew a party was classy if it had a cheese log, and we never missed an after-dinner smoke. It didn't matter if we were in our dining rooms, a burger joint, or the ritziest of restaurants. There'd be an ashtray on every table, and that very particular flavor in every meal. we smoked for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. It's amazing that our food could taste like anything else. If that was you then, get your lungs screened now. Surviving lung cancer starts with a scan. Learn more at screenyourlungs.org. This PSA was made possible by industry funding and guidance from lung cancer patient groups.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature, the feeling of putting everything on hold to connect with the world around you. Now, imagine it's all gone. No fish, no lake, no water. One of life's most vital resources, irreplaceably depleted. Time is running out to protect fresh water, and without our love, it can and will disappear. It's our choice. Love it or lose it. Help protect our fresh water. Visit World Wildlife Fund at wwf.org/love.
Las Vegas Rock.
Hear about the must-sees, the wanna-eats, and go behind the scenes. Insider Ron Garrett keeps the Vegas vibe alive every Saturday afternoon at 5. Las Vegas Rock on AM 670 KMZQ. Nicknamed guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The Democrat Party is falling apart at the seams. You've got the progressives on one side, the Blue Dog Democrats on the other side. You've got a lot of people that are really unhappy with each other. And activity that you'd normally see Democrat on Republicans, you know, going to restaurants and berating Republican members of Congress just because of their beliefs. All of a sudden now you've got they're doing it to themselves. It's Democrat on Democrat, which is just a little bit bizarre, if you don't mind my saying so. Gentleman Jim Dallas, there's some great examples of stuff that's been happening just over the last couple of days with Joe Manchin and Kristen Sinema that really is reprehensible.
You're right. I mean, it does remind me of a couple of years ago when Maxine Waters, remember, she stood up and said, get in their face, and when they're trying to eat at a restaurant, tell them they're not welcome here. And remember, it was Sarah Huckabee Sanders that was basically kicked out of a little red hen rooster store, or
yeah,
whatever that was a few years ago. So, yeah, you're right. The tactics that they use are usually used on Republicans, but now they're using them on moderate Democrats. And if you missed the story over the weekend, Kristen Sinema, who teaches at Arizona State University, apparently she was taking a moment to herself at from the classroom, and had to take care of a little bit of human business, and was followed into the restroom. Why someone would do that, I don't know, but they're recording her in the restroom and confronting her about a situation with her grandfather who passed away a couple of weeks ago, and she can't get back to Mexico. You know, it's a whole song and dance. But this is... I get it. People take all this personally, but the way they are treating people, Joe Manchin in his yacht was being confronted, and there was a little flotilla. Have you seen this, Kevin?
I have not. I've not seen the footage. I heard of it, and I know he has a live aboard where he lives aboard a quote yacht. Don't know if it exactly qualifies as a yacht, as in rich, expensive.
Well, it's a pretty big boat, and it's the name of it I love. It's called Almost Heaven. and he's there on the edge of his boat, and the people are asking him questions, and finally, you know, they're razzing him a little bit, and he says, "Hey, are any of you from West Virginia?" I mean, because that's who he's represented all his life, is people from West Virginia. So, you know, if you're not, then what are you doing here? But Biden was asked about this, about the aggressive tactics being used by the protesters, and he was asked if it was appropriate. And he says, "I don't think they're appropriate tactics, but hey, it happens to everybody.
It's politics."
Yeah, it's politics. So get over it, I guess, is what he's saying.
Wow.
But
wow.
It's kind of fun to see the left turn on themselves.
And all you and I have to do is just buy a bag of popcorn and a soda, and we can just put our feet up and relax and watch it.
Ready to go.
I love it. Gentlemen, Jim Dallas on the other side of the glass. Stay with us. More to do as we continue. It is Monday, beginning of a brand new week on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
I love watching games in my favorite sports bar. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Great food, passionate fans. It's really a fun experience. And in a packed sports bar, I can hear conversations at our table. I can hear conversations at other nearby tables. For years, I couldn't make out conversations in crowded sports bars. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing. And he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. It's like night and day. I mean, this is high-tech stuff we're talking about here. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on all this world has to offer, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids. Even if you were tested 3 or 4 years ago, you won't believe the advancement in the technology. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't know if you caught this, but a new poll just out. A survey of Nevada voters shows that Adam Laxalt is now leading Catherine Cortez Masto 39-37, a 12-point lead among independent voters. Independents are going to be essentially the linchpin that elects either Adam Laxalt or Catherine Cortez Masto. There just aren't enough Democrats. There aren't enough Republicans to just do it on our own. We're going to need the